Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishmas Rabbi Akshom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding Baba Kamo Daf Kuf Yutes. In the last words of the Masechta, the Gemara ends and says, Omer of Yehuda Kshus V'Chozis, hops and green grain, Ein Be'em Shum Gezel. There's no Gezel over there. People allow the workers to take it. Be'aser Dekapte, in a place where they do care about it, Yesh Be'em Shum Gezel. There is Gezel. The city called Mata Maxio, Astro de Kaptiu, that's a place where people are in Makrit. The Maharsha and the Teres Chaim, they both point out that this Masechta ends with no Agadata. Usually, most Masechtas are Shas. They end with Agadata, with a light way to end. And here we're Mamish in the Sugya. So they both explain the Pshat is, because we, as the Gemara said earlier, that kulo nizikin chada mesechte, baba kabo metzia babaso, one long meseches. So therefore, we don't end with agata, we're in the middle of mesechta, we didn't finish the mesechta. But says the Maharsha, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, mata maxio, in the air, in place called mata maxio, mokoin be'emusu, it's a place of animals, fitzrichin the mare toip, and they need good mare, they need good place to graze. So says the Maharsha, why do you have to add the word toif? Just say, it's a place of animals, they need to eat. The word toiv is unnecessary. Says the Maharsha, because Rashi wanted to finish with dover toiv. He wanted to end the Masechta with a good thing. How do you end the Masechta with a good thing? You add the word toiv. Tzech lemar toiv, you end the Masechta with the word toiv. That was the intention of Rashi to add this word. As always, look at the Maharsha. Adds the Maharsha one more nekuda. And he says, the last four letters of the Masechta, you take the words, the kapte hu, it's the last four letters, is Yud, He, Vav, and Aleph. It says in the Maharsha, it's a remez to the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud, Ki, Vav, Ki, Yud, Ki, and Eke. As the Gemara Baba Basra says, that these three Shemus are what are with Amisu and the Ghost. And because the whole Masechta, Masechta's Nezikin, there's a remez to the Nezikin of the world, and the troubles of the world, and the Ghost that we are, we end the Masechta with a remez to the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are saving us from the Ghost. But the Ben Yoda explains this whole last part of the Gemara, Al Pi Agadata. And he says the Pshat like this. When the Gemara says that Kshus V'chozes Eim Mishum Gezel, we're referring to the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Adam the Koyach HaDibur. He gave the Adam the ability to speak and to use his speech for Dvarim Shebekedusha, for Tefillah, for Torah. That's why he used the words. A person goes and uses the words for Dvarim Asurim, that's a Gezel. You're not allowed to use the words for something Kishbuk did not give it to you for. But says the Gemara, Kshus v'chozis ein b'mishum gezel. Meaning what? Says the Ben Yoyod, there are two types of talk that are not Torah, but you're allowed to do. Kshut refers to dibur of business. A person needs to talk in business, he needs to do a pranasa. That is kshus. There's another type of dibur you could say, and that's anything that has to do with decheretz, where a person needs to take care of his life, you know, just to have a normal life. You have to say some dibur. And keneged that, you have chozis. So kshus v'chozis ein b'mishum gezel. Continues the Gemara, be'atra dekapte, in a place where they're very careful, even have to say that. Yesh b'mishum gezel, where's that? Says the Ben Yoyodo, that's the Beis Medrash. And Beis Medrash, we only use the dibur for Torah and Tefillah. Even for things that are necessary for dibur, you're allowed to do outside the Beis Medrash. In the Beis Medrash, you should not use the dibur for that. That's the place, the kapte. Omer Ravino, umata machsio, says the Ben Yoyod, umata machsio refers to Tatami Chochem, because mata means place, and machsio means, because he's miyuchos umisuim, he's very special, and he's a machse, he's a protection to the world. The Tamei Chochem protects the world. And Mata Maxio, in the place of a Maxio, the place of Tamei Chochem, there is Asher Dekabdio. There you're very careful not to say Diburim that are not necessary. Tamei Chochem tries to use his Dibur only for Kedusha. And maybe one can add to the Ben Yoyodo, why are we talking about this over here? We spoke about the Nezikin. The whole Nisbah Sechto starts with Arba Avos Nezikin, the bad Nezikin. And the biggest one, the biggest mazik is the Adam himself. The Adam could be a mazik. How is the Adam called in the beginning of the Masechta? Amave, Lashon Tefilo. He uses the words for Tefilo. So we end the Masechta by saying, what is the real Tzuras Adam? What does the Adam need to use his words? He needs to do it for Vosh Magdusha. That's what his purpose is. He's a Medaber who's going to come and use Vosh Magdusha. There's some exceptions where you could use the words, but that's not the Ikar. And even these exceptions, you should not do it, not in a place of Kpeidah, like a Bismedrish, and not a Tamichachim. Hadron Allah, the short Machshava Shiurim on Mesechus Bobekamo, on every daf of the Mesechto, and Be'ezah Hashem, we should have Koiches to continue on weiter. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.